Ah, Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie. And the late great sound of Robert Palmer. Remember the film clips? Holy dooly. Yeah, there he is with a bad case of loving you. Good morning, everybody. How are we? Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. Started out Saturday morning. It was a bit grey and ordinary, but down at the beach just on dawn, it was fantastic. And with the southerly wind, the water temperature has warmed up as well. Then I was out to parts west. And, that rain has just done such a sensational job. Everywhere you look, everything is so green. The farmers are happy. And, the cows are happy. Everybody's happy. You beauty. And lots of sunshine coming up this week to follow that up. And apparently it will get very, very warm towards the end of the week. So certainly everything is going to be growing, growing, growing. So much sport over the weekend as well. Although I was sort of working in the garden on Saturday afternoon, everybody down tools to have a look at Winks. Isn't this the most incredible story? And the overseas horse came. Winks looked at him and went, "See you later. Straight past you. Thank you very much." And it was just an incredible scene there at Moonee Valley, which is a very short straight. And honestly, she got into gear for about, maybe a dozen strides, got to the front and then eased down on the line. It's an amazing story. MotoGP yesterday, incredible. The bikes and Phillip Island and the crash. Wow. How did that bloke walk away from that at 250 k's an hour? Just incredible. The coaching merry-go-round continues in the NRL and you just shake your head. Fair dinkum. Anyway, let's have a look at today, 5 to 6 clubbers. Cloudy with a slight chance of a shower in the north, only light winds and only up to about 23 for today. That is what we are expecting. Now, major news stories of the day. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison's net approval rating has descended into negative territory for the first time, according to the latest news poll. The poll released last night and published in The Australian suggests the Prime Minister's honeymoon period is over, with 41% of Australians satisfied with the Prime Minister, now outnumbered by 44% of the people who are dissatisfied. Locally, this is a good story. James Turnham of Port Macquarie and the Australian Lifeguard Service has taken out the DHL Lifeguard of the Year Award at the 2018 Surf Life Saving Australia Awards of Excellence at the Art Gallery of New South Wales on Saturday night. And in sport, as I mentioned, West Tigers have confirmed the appointment of Michael Maguire as the new coach of the Tigers on a 3-year deal. And Kangaroo prop David Clemmer reportedly asking for a release from Canterbury on the eve of the pre-season. It's expected the Newcastle Knights will be Clemmer's new home, with the Telegraph reporting a 4-year deal of more than $4.6 million. There you go. Isn't that an incredible deal? Well done to David Clemmer, if that's true. Locally in sport, the 60th annual Riverview Bowls Carnival continues at North Haven today. And in swimming, the Laurenton Swim Club meet tonight at 5 at the pool. On the show today, plenty happening. We love Mondays. Coming up, we will talk travel with the great man John Joyce from Port Travel. Where's John going to take us today? I love Mondays. And because, you know, you've read the bits and pieces out of the paper, out of the travel columns, seen the television show yesterday. Have you had a look at that? The Hello World show. It's pretty good. It's on Gem, I think, at 4:30 on a Sunday. Also, Marion with the bold and the beautiful update. We'll check what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union with Christy and the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you are sharing it with the likes of Winona Ryder, Richard Dreyfuss, and the beautiful Kate Jackson of Charlie's Angels. There you go. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
This is the Speaker of the House inviting you to join me today to hear our esteemed parliamentarians debate the important issues facing the nation. I'll be the one cleaning up after them with a shovel. Cactus coming up.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Grouse, Cantborough, Cactus Island.
The PM and saviour of the Liberal Party, Scott Rabbiton.
Bless you, Mr Speaker. Now, look, a word about climate change.
I'd rather you tell us again why you always wear that little badge shaped like Cactus Island.
Don't heckle from the backbench, Jewellery Bishop. Remember, you're on the same side as Smugmo, ScoMo.
I would be, darling, if he hadn't shafted me from Cabinet. It's as if being slim and pretty and blonde just isn't enough anymore. Oh, are you gay, ScoMo, darling? Or is it homo?
look, Mr Speaker, Jules knows I wear this badge to remind myself that everything I do is for the people of our nation.
If you're going to talk about climate change, you do sweet bonk all for the nation on that.
Look, I know some people say that my thoughts on climate change are just meaningless crap, but that's only because climate change itself is meaningless crap. But don't just take my word for it. Now, I've brought along someone who knows what he's talking about. He's the world's most highly paid climate change denier, all the way from the English aristocracy, Lord Monkey Nuts! Now, see how you level. Climate change is a conspiracy by communists to boil us all alive in bigger temperatures. The Cold War didn't work for them, so now they're trying the Hot War, you know? It makes sense.
Oh, God. First we get asylum seekers, now an asylum escapee.
And these communists are all evil climate change scientists who try to scare us with rising sea levels by all jumping into the ocean at the same time. And not only
Oh, ScoMo, darling. I think your expert skeptic is broken. He suddenly stopped.
Oops. I forgot to top him up with money. Bend over, Lord Monkey Nuts. I'll swipe my visa. There. Oh. Now my card has a stripe on both sides. The science of climate change is, well...
Oh, boot him out, Mr. Speaker. Both he and ScoMo are dreadful wasters of electricity.
What? How?
Well, their lights are on, but there's nobody home.
Shorty Leaks, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Russell Morris will play the LUSC on Friday night in the Red Dirt Red Heart Tour. He is a legend. Tickets are $35. Apparently, Rick Astley has sprayed himself with a hose and smashed up a car on the set of his new music video, as apparently he channels the sitcoms Only Fools and Horses and Faulty Towers. And fans of the block have reacted with fury after controversial contestants Hayden and Sarah won the series finale, taking home a whopping profit of $545,000 plus their $100,000 prize money. The couple apparently were famous for dummy spits and quarrelling with each other, plus coming last in a big portion of their rooms.
Oh, this, I'm going mate. I'm over it. I'm not coming back. Here, take your mics.
But she did and collected over $500,000.
Let's get back to music now. Triple M Music.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bets.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
Well, we've got a bit of cloud around and a little bit of blue sky poking through. How was your weekend?
Terrible.
Well,
I've got a jumper on this morning. What month are we? I don't know what's going on here.
I know.
Yesterday was like a horror movie.
I know. It was just woeful. On Saturday, though, we were training at the beach. There, just before, as dawn broke, Bluey, just before 6, absolutely gorgeous, you'd have to say, even though it was a little bit cloudy, the rays of the sun starting to come through, and because of the southerly wind, the water went back up to 20 degrees, so hopefully the fish will come back on the bite, but you're right, yesterday, it was just, you feel like hiding behind the lounge yesterday, it was so bad.
It was just one of those days, everything was negative.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry to say that, now for Sunday, it was just nothing day, sorry.
Mm. Okay, now...
Doesn't look much better. I know we've got no wind today, but it just doesn't. It's got no appeal about it.
I'm with you there. Any fishing club news from the weekend?
No club news from the weekend. Unfortunately, we had the Broken Propeller, so hopefully we'll get results through this morning and we'll be able to give them to you tomorrow.
Yeah, interesting. The lady I had on the birthday wheel on Friday... on Thursday, Deanna from West Haven, she was competing. So I had her on the birthday wheel at all. Oh, I was a shocking spin blew. It was about 20 off her number. Fair dinkum. But anyway, I hope she forgives me. But she was looking forward to fishing at the weekend. But as you say, it was pretty rough looking weekend. But hopefully things improve. Nothing but sunshine after today, Bluey. And they are predicting maybe by Friday we might have an expected top of about 34 degrees in amongst all the sunshine. So how about that?
Oh, bring it on.
Bring it on.
That's all I can say.
I know. Your poor old Till feels lonely. No 50s going into it, Bluey.
He's not touching it.
No 50s going into it. It's shocking. All right. What about today? As you say, there's virtually no wind. The wind that will be around will be from the east-southeast to about 10 knots. You have got the good tide, though. You've got the 1.4 at 1 o'clock. So all morning, you're going to have the rising tide. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I'm going to head out the estuary this morning. There'll be a few lazy flathead out there. I know they'll be lazy too because they won't be moving around much. They're sick of it too. So we're actually out the estuary. We'll try for a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Okay, on prawns or whitebait.
Now, I was reading with interest on the weekend that the Cronulla Sharks have a proposal to go to Perth as their second home base. Did you see that?
Ooh, yes, I did. And I know that you've been wanting that for your West Tigers, Bluey.
Yeah, so we're looking at the stadium, well, the NAB Stadium, what a great stadium it is, and the financial gains from it. And, of course, they've also got that high population of great whites in that area, so there's a good supporter base there for them also, isn't there?
Bluey, don't mention that. Now, if anywhere where they should go, it should be round Adelaide, because round Cactus and that area there is famous for the great whites. But, yeah, fantastic. Well, you know, they talk about spreading the game of rugby league, you know, to other countries. I wonder if, you know, we'll actually, maybe, given the Prime Minister is a Shark supporter, if he has the meeting with the Don, you know, over the next, you know, few months before the election, I wonder if he'll give him a Sharks jumper. Imagine Donald Trump in a Sharks jumper, Bluey.
Well, how good would that be?
Oh, the Trumpster. As a Sharks supporter. But what about the West Tigers announced the 3-year deal with Michael Maguire? Are you happy with that?
I'm very excited about it. I've got a lot of time for Maguire. I've been watching what he's done with the New Zealand national side and how they've developed over the last month or so with their ball skills. And I'm really excited for the West Tigers bringing him on board.
Now, I know you're a West man more than a Tigers man, but a very sad day on Friday. Pommy Ritchie works with us. Used to work, was his first job, was working at Balmain Leagues in that wonderful building there. They've gone into voluntary administration. And, Bluey, talk about a cursed bad luck. They had all the money at the start of this. I mean, that building right at the top of the hill there on the main road where the Leagues Club was iconic. They go to do the development. They can't get past the Green Council, but they had the money to do it. So they had the money and no planning approval. They jump through all the hoops, they get the planning approval, and the GFC hits. The GFC hits, and they got no money. So then they ponied up the money, they finally got the approval. The council changed and rescinded the approval, Bluey, to build the building. So, they've fought the good fight, but they're out the window, Blue. But you were saying they had no involvement with the club for quite a few years now.
Yeah, basically the Western Suburbs side of it, the board has taken over and they've bought it. But they did leave them with a couple of voluntary seats on the board, so we can still keep the Balmain side of it going. But financially, it's all West.
Yeah, well, I go and visit a friend who's in care in Ashfield. And I go past West Ashfield there. It's quite a big club, Bluey.
Yes.
And you got your one out Campbelltown as well, and the big stadium out there.
Mm.
It's a massive footprint you've got there. Anyway, you've got Michael Maguire, Madge, and Bluey. There you go. And Bluey, the big thing will be, can you finish in front of Penrith? What do you think?
That's going to be our big thing. That's going to be our aim for next year, is to make sure we finish in front of Penrith. Yeah. And I tell you what, it'll end up being a local derby now because of that, I reckon.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like that sort of hate Manly type attitude we'll have against Penrith now.
Well, it used to be, as someone who grew up in that area in my teenage years, the Parramatta Penrith games, Bluey, were always, you know, really, really torrid affairs because of the localism for both areas.
Yes, well, now it's going to be the Western Suburbs versus the Penrith. It'll be the magpies feathering the caps.
Yeah, well, people wonder why Bluey goes for the Western Suburbs. If you've seen the amount of fibro that's in that boat shed, you would know.
That'll be enough of that, Sharonie.
Anyway, good on you, Bluey. That's looking good for next year. And today, conditions, again, cloudy. There's a little bit of blue sky out there. You have got your rising tide, and you're sending us out to the estuary.
Yeah, we're out to the estuary. We're going to try for lazy flathead. Prawns and white bait, the way to go.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 23 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A house has been partially destroyed in Port Macquarie after being struck by a car. Police emergency services and the SES were called to Annabella Drive on Saturday night around 8:20pm. A white Toyota went through a brick fence before coming to a halt in the corner of the house. The female driver was taken to hospital for mandatory testing and for treatment to minor injuries. Many women in the Mid-North Coast Local Health District have breast cancer but don't know it, according to New Cancer Institute of New South Wales research. The numbers have been released during what is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, with 13,500 local women between the ages of 50 and 74 either overdue for a mammogram or have never had one. Director of Breast Screen for the North Coast, Jane Walsh, says she hopes the data will encourage more women to get checked and make some simple lifestyle changes to reduce their risk.
Breast Screen New South Wales knows that there's as many as 90 women living in the Mid-North Coast area that don't know that they have a breast cancer. And they don't know because they've either never had a mammogram or they don't have a mammogram every 2 years.
Local MP Luke Hartsuka has confirmed a fourth nominee for Nationals pre-selection for the federal seat of Cowper.
That's right. We've got Chris Genders, who's a news agent from Port Macquarie, Patrick Conaghan, who is a lawyer from down that way, and Jamie Harrison, a Port Macquarie businessman. But Judy Plunkett, a well-known pharmacist from Port Macquarie, has joined the race.
The winner will be decided on November 22. That candidate will then run in the federal election for the Nats. And the best lifesavers in Australia have been named, and once again local James Turnham's name has cropped up. The Port Macquarie local has won the Lifeguard of the Year award. He says he's honoured to have taken out the recognition. Mr Turnham picked up the award at the Surf Lifesaving Awards of Excellence at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. The third round of the Mid-North Coast Premier Cricket League has played out, the first uninterrupted round for the season. The biggest result was reserved for the Port Pirates, who notched up their first win. Their opposition Nullar batted first and scored 162, a score chased down with the loss of just 3 wickets. United made an impressive 7 for 188 and dismissed Tari West for 156. Meantime, last year's premiers Macquarie slumped to be all out for 91, a total easily reached by Wingham, and the Port City League's Magpies overcame the Rovers. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light westerly wind blowing. It's producing fairly clean conditions on all our beaches this morning, and we've got a fairly solid southerly swell happening. The open beaches and northern corners are attracting most of the wave size, but the open beach is a little bit messy this morning, even though we do have that slight westerly. Maybe that westerly needs to just pick up a little bit to just straighten it up. Open beaches do have waves around that 5 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Southern corners have the cleanest conditions, but waves are a bit smaller in the southern corners. Wave size is only around that 2 to 3 feet mark. We did have a low tide around 6 o'clock this morning, high tides around 1 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 19 to 20 degrees.
Triple M. Marina with the traffic not far away. Also Lee with the front pages of the papers. It is LRB there, and that just absolutely iconic sound of the human voice there in the Little River Band. Gee, they were good. And home on a Monday. Well, it is Monday today. It's 11 to 7. Partly cloudy today with just a slight chance of a shower in the inland areas and up to about 23 degrees. It really starts to warm up as we're talking to Andy at North Haven Bowler. 1,200 bowlers. Sunshine tomorrow, sunshine on Wednesday, sunshine on Thursday and Friday as well. So it really does look good. And a reminder too, Triple M giving club members the chance to win the ultimate Triple M club prize next month if you're a fan of Slash. How about this? A unique Marshall amp fridge. So it Fanicum looks like an amp. You open it up. Oh, how good's that? Plus, you know what's inside it? tickets for you and three of your besties to see Slash live next year as well. Only Triple M Club members can win. Keep an eye out for that. I'll tell you more about it as we get into Movember. All right, that's coming up next month, which is only a matter of days away here at Triple M. It is coming up to 8 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Morning, Lee.
BCU.
Sorry, I've hit the wrong button there. Morning, Lee. How are we?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
It's a false start there. Jeez, crikey. Anyway, jeez, come on, hang on.
Job long, mate. What's going on?
Jeez, tell you what. Come on, lift your game, Stroy. Lee, making news today. Plenty, as usual, on the front pages.
Yeah, exactly right. So in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, Blitz on Neo-Nazis. A Nationals dossier obtained by the Daily Telegraph reveals how more than 35 members in New South Wales are under investigation for their links to white supremacist and neo-Nazi groups. Australia Bay, in a move hailed a win for common sense by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Byron Bay Shire Council has backflipped on plans to move Australia Day ceremonies to a day earlier as part of a boycott against the official January 26 date. And Wait Up Boys, a groundbreaking school program will teach teenage boys about body image issues amid fears a growing number are over-exercising and even taking steroids to get muscles and six-packs like their ripped Hollywood idols. And in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, economy booms as housing hits hard. New South Wales has the strongest budget in Australia but lags every other state on access to housing, a report on state performances has found. The Grattan Institute analysis, which comes months before the New South Wales election, reveals significant variation between the states in key areas, including health, education, energy, transport, housing, tax and economic management. Panic spending by Republicans. Apprehensive Republicans are spending millions to fortify their defences as Democrats stand poised to make inroads in the US midterm elections. And pilot accuses air safety agency of flawed crash investigation. The owner of an aviation company involved in a plane crash that killed one passenger and injured another. Three has released evidence that raises doubts about the Civil Aviation Safety Authority investigation into the crash.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And locally with you, plenty happening again today.
Yes, that's right. On Saturday as well, big damage to a house on Annabella Drive, Port Macquarie. An out-of-control car drove through a brick fence and into a house around 8:20 p.m. The female driver suffered minor injuries. She was taken from the scene to the hospital for treatment and to undergo mandatory testing. Police and the SES, as well as the fire and rescue, they were called to the scenes with investigations continuing. And how good about James Turnham?
Yeah,
oh, fantastic.
A lifeguard of the year, Australian lifeguard.
Australian, nationwide award.
Good on you. Turns, eh? Oh. What a fantastic award. And hopefully we'll catch up with James a little later on in the morning. Now, Lee, also, I know you're a motorsport fan. The MotoGP, yesterday, Phillip Island, they all talk about how it is just the most picturesque track that the riders absolutely love. We led for one lap.
Yeah, Jack Miller was
Jack
up there.
Jack Miller won for old Jack.
He had
Jack.
A fantastic start. Yeah. He started sixth. He gave his all, got up to the first spot the end of the first or second lap.
First lap, yeah.
By the end, he fell back to seventh. Yeah. But I mean,
it's still a top ten finish, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great effort because his bike was not as good as the top few. So he's punching above his weight, that's for sure.
Good on you, Jack. And also, 250 k's an hour, the stack.
Yep.
Holy dooly, how do those guys do it? I mean, that when you saw it in real time from the guy's bike, you just cannot believe those guys do that for a living. And the other fact, I do love Spain. It's a great country to visit. And the bloke who won it, Vinales, the Spanish guy, did you hear the interview? He said, because I think it's the first time Yamaha have won for donkey's years.
A year or something like that. So, yeah, it's great.
So, anyway, he says, and the Pommy guy, aren't they funny, the commentators? They really get up to another level. They're screaming up here. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
He says, you're looking forward to celebrating. And he goes, I do not think I will be on the plane tonight to Malaysia.
Yeah, he said.
I might miss that plane. I will not be on that plane tonight, he said. Vinales. Respect. Anyway, good congratulations. Yeah. It was really good stuff. All righty. Thank you, Lee. He's toddling off back to his little newsroom to give you the latest, including that car through the house would have been absolutely terrifying. The latest on that, Lee's got details there. Hutto with beach and surf conditions not far away. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@MMM.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. And if you want to hear something very funny, big day for us, the last lot of the checks Friday, Give Me Five for Kids, over 40 grand to the Port Hospital, which made just under $100,000 that the generous people of the Mid-North Coast have raised for Give Me Five. Go to the Facebook site, go to the website, and hear me explain how Pommy Rich absolutely cracked everybody up before the presentation even started by trying to move a table, which was holding an urn, crockery, and it was the funniest thing. And the poor bloke, as it's all crashing down, he's still holding on to his end valiantly, but the other end had just collapsed. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Check it out on the Facebook site or indeed our website. It's under the check presentation, and I think my subheading was Our Own Frank Spencer.
Yeah.
Some mothers do have them. Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and Fleetwood Mac, Say You Love Me. It is 7:09. A little blues, bit of blue sky starting to poke through. Cloudy today and up to 23 degrees. Yes, coming up, we will give you a very funny cactus featuring Scott Rabbiton. And also in Strotty Leaks coming up, the story of an Aussie icon. It still is Oztober, and we have one of our finest playing here on Friday night. I've got details of that. Oh, and the controversy about the block. What was going on there? Anyway, details coming up here on Triple M, 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@MMM.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Well, an old mate of mine from back in the days when he used to race lawnmowers, Roy Bladen, is on the line to talk to us about another great fundraiser for our farmers. G'day, Roy. How are you, mate?
I'm well, Strawny.
That's the way. Now, Roy, you're now in out of mowers and into lime quarries, and as we know, lime is an essential part of everyday life for people on the land. And you've got a raffle going in conjunction with Josh Bull and the McClay Hay Run for some lime. Tell us all about it, and how can we help?
Mate, we're trying to sell 1,000 tickets, I should say, at $2 each to raise $2,000.
Yep.
Tickets are available at Warhope Produce, Warhope Rural Supplies, Josh's Butchery, and Kempsey Stock and Land.
All righty. Now, what actually is involved? How much lime is it, Roy?
12-ton load worth about $600.
12-ton load worth about $600. Okie dokie. Yeah. And
just depends on what truck they get. It might be 11-ton, might be 13-ton.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So look for ticket sales at various outlets around the Mid-North Coast there for the big truck of lime. Well done. Now, do you ever get the urge to go out and race the mowers again, Roy?
No. You leave that to me, young fella.
Good on you, buddy. It's marvellous.
I'm too old, Roy. It's lawnmowers.
Come on. No, Roy, you're not. Interesting, Roy. We wrapped up Give Me Five last week and got just shy of 100,000. And the expression I like to use is, if we all do a little, we can achieve a lot. And that's exactly is what's happening here with people like Josh and concerned people that are trying to help the farmers. You're obviously doing your bit. Good on you, Roy. And, look for tickets at those outlets around the Mid-North Coast again. All the very best, champ, and good to hear from you.
Okay, mate. Behave yourself.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Ah, here he is. Alan Joyce's little brother, John. I'm Alec J. Do people still ask if you're related?
They do, and I say only when I want an upgrade to first class. That's never happened.
Oh, but... just before we go to Japan, to the land of the rising sun, what's the latest on the airport, John? We know this terrific work's nearly $10 million worth. Yep. There has to be a little bit of upheaval to get to the great end result. What's the state of play at the moment?
Yeah, when you come off the plane, you come in a new entrance.
Okay.
The terminal's divided in half.
Yep.
A bit congested, which you've got to expect. Yep. And it's a matter of people knowing where to go.
Mm.
And I suggest to people when they check in, go straight through security. It's comfortable in their chairs in there, yeah. And
it
restrooms in there aren't yep. demountable. So, just a bit of common sense. But look, honestly, the people are good. You know, everybody is making the efforts because they can see the end result will be great.
Exactly right. Okay. Especially if we're waiting there to go to Japan. Now, the focus was on Japan at the weekend. The rugby was there. They're going to host the World Cup next year. And I mentioned earlier, John, that a couple of people that I know that love going to the snow still, you know, and love skiing and snowboarding, they say, the thing you've got to understand is if once you go to Japan, it spoils you for anything you're going to do with the snow after that. It is that good.
Look, I've got clients go back every year and they just rave about it. They want me to go and I said, I'll run into the first tree that's in there.
Well, that's the first rule that bloke told me. And I've never forgotten it when I was a little kid. He said, if you look at it, you'll hit it.
Yeah,
because your weight is turned, so obviously you're going to go towards that direction. So
probably I won't because I'll be lucky to get up on them. But people love it. But Japan has become the new destination the last year and this year. We didn't sell a lot for a long while, but now it's getting so popular, maybe because get a lot more advertising, but you can go up there and two seasons. You got the autumn for the autumn leaves or spring for the famous cherry blossoms,
of course. Yeah.
And people are taking benefit of that. And there's been a couple of shows on TV, Better Homes and Gardens, that's been highlighting a lot of the gardens up there, and I think that's created an interest. But it's, a safer country to go. You feel safe when you get there.
Yep.
And so a lot of people are doing that, but you really need to go on an escorted tour because if you do your own thing, it might be all right for when you're young. The language can be a little bit of a problem when you get off the beaten track a bit.
Yeah.
But people want to go and be looked after, and Wendy Wu's got the best brochure I've seen for a long time.
Yeah, and John, the food these days, everybody has at least one, possibly five Japanese restaurants in their town, and it's a food that Aussies love.
Yeah, look, this is right. They think, oh, you're Japanese food. At one stage, oh, I don't know whether I can eat that. But when you go there, they cater for the Australians a lot too. You won't get just the Japanese every day. They give you a break. But Wendy Wu's come up with a great concept. In the front of their brochure, they've got the grades of each tour.
Okay.
So they have symbols whether you have to be sort of just fit or you need to be able to walk 2 or 3 hours at a time or 5 or 6. And
that's the way to go, isn't it?
Well, so, you need to know. It's no use getting on a tour and you're about as fit as I am and then they want 8 hours a day walking and my old knees don't. But it's very important.
Yeah,
you don't want to try and keep up with someone else on the tour. If you're struggling, it spoils the tour. But with Wendy Wu, they give you a guide. They tell you a guide to when the best cherry blossom times are and the autumn flowers. And most of the meals are included and flights are included. So the inclusions are unbelievable. And flights from Australia, so you're looked after the whole way.
John, how long is the flight to Japan?
It'd be about 10 hours, I assume. I haven't done it for a long time, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not going to London, is what
no,
I'm trying to say.
No. Depends where you go. If you happen to book it online, someone the other day, and they said, geez, it takes a long time. I forget where they're going. I said, do you realise you're going Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, to wherever they're going overseas?
Yeah.
They didn't realise because it just shows you aid of
there are benefits. Obviously, we talk about it a lot, of still using your travel agent. I know you can click on it these days, but you have told some absolute horror stories over the years. Now, I know some people that have booked airfares, booked the accommodation, and now the airlines cancelled those flights. So they're going earlier and don't have accommodation.
Don't have accommodation, no. All these things, and that's what we're there to help people, you know.
Yep.
Enjoy your holidays. Should be a great time, not worrying about it.
Yep.
Whether you'll get there and the accommodation is booked or something like this.
What's your favourite Japanese food, John?
Oh, I to be honest, I'm not a real Japanese.
Yeah, come on.
I've got to be honest.
You don't go there and have a hamburger, sure.
No, I can't find it.
But I think sushi is something sushi everybody. Have you got the mats at home? Have you tried that with I love doing those rolls.
I've got
those
the
nori
mats,
rolls.
But they're in the cupboard somewhere.
Okay, get out of it. If you want to go to Japan, Wendy Wu, they are the experts. John's got the brochures there now. Pick a season and talk to the team there. They will get you there with Wendy Wu, the specialist. Good on you, John. We'll say sayonara.
Sayonara.
And talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, a radio. Strawny.
Triple M right across the coast on a back-to-work Monday where the sun is shining. A few clouds out, but that's okay. And up to 23, that is Heard It Through the Grapevine from the late, great Marvin Gaye. 8:10.
Triple M. Lab Birthday Wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Okay, let's see if Ken can get the Beckys here today. Morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Yourself?
That's the way. What'd you get up to at the weekend, Kenny?
Oh, mowed lawns and all that sort of good stuff.
Yeah, I know that. And aren't they going to grow in the next week? Apparently, they're going to hit 30 degrees by tomorrow, I think, and lots of sunshine. So all we're here will be victors going, or rovers at this stage. And, yeah, it is just a fantastic time after that rain. The smell of the freshly cut grass, unless you're allergic to it, is fantastic. But you like the smell of an odd dollar or two, don't you, Kenny? So let's try and give you 1,000. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Number 20, please, mate.
All right, Kenny, here we go. Number 20 for Kenny. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. And it lands on your rotten thing at 16. It just went past it, Kenny! Can't give you the cash, but Ken, I've got your details. End of the month, which is only 2 days away. Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag. And we may be ringing you, Kenny, to say come and collect it, champ. So thanks for the call.
Thanks, Dave Strawny.
Good on you, buddy.
I thought we were...
Just went past. Happy birthday today to some other Mid-North Coasters, including Tessa LaPla from Worrell Creek. Good on you, Tess, from David, Liam, your friends and family. Have a good one. Also, Timmy Bennett of Nambucca Heads, also birthdaying today. And a happy birthday to Jace Knowles from Port Macquarie, from Mum, Tyler, Elise, Lacey, Nana, Chris, Greg, and your family. Jace and Tim and Tessa are sharing their birthdays with some very famous Aussies, one of which I work with him with my other job as a writer. And I can tell you that the greatest impersonator and voice artist of all time in the world, the universe, or any other big place, Keith Scott, is birthdaying today. Great Scott, it's Keith's birthday. Good on you, Keith. And also Winona Ryder, Richard Dreyfuss and Kate Jackson, all birthdaying on this day, October 29. Triple M and Oztober all month here on the AMs with great songs like that one and great stories from the great James Rain of Australian Crawl, who's a regular visitor to our Mid-North Coast. Good on you, James. And, of course, another legend playing here on Friday night. Now, he's one of the biggest. He is the real thing. That's a big clue. Also, what about last night on the block? Could you believe that? Details next on Strawny Leaks. Thanks to the Southwest Rocks Country Club for David and Michelle. 18 just came in and said, oh, we've got a late birthday, Nikki Green's birthday today. I did it earlier because I know Nikki goes to work between 6:30 and 7. But if you see him today, give it to him. He is 55 today, Nikki Green. He's a regular caller to the show. And you're always good for a chat, Nikki. He's 55 today. So we wish him all the very best. Nikki, I hope you might be listening at work. I'm not sure. But anyway, we gave him a cheerio earlier. Nikki, we want you to have a great day today, champion. And you, Nikki. Back with more after this. It's Triple M, 13:27:10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au like Barnsey has done for his wedding anniversary later on in the week. Morning, Barnsey. Facebook us or get us via the website, where if you missed the story of Pommy Rich having a little accident at the check presentation at the hospital on Friday, just go to the Facebook site or indeed the website. It is one of the funniest things I have ever seen. He's our own Frank Spencer, Pommy Rich.
Triple M.
Triple Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty Fabrecki, the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873, and Elton John, a little reptilian rock, as it were, and Christy's laughing because when she was a little girl, she did a fizzy routine to that. Did you, is he telling me?
I do, but I don't
Did you get a highly commended or something? What did you get?
I was pretty shocking when I was younger. My sister used to always win the trophies, not me.
At fizzy, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't remember any of those moves, but I remember all the songs, and it takes you back. You know when you have those memories
does.
Of a song?
It takes you know back. One that my wife and I always, whenever we hear it, the ears prick up because Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. That album, when it came out, She's So Unusual, was the biggest song, and our first place we lived in was a flat built onto the side of the Warragamba TAB, right? And it was $40 a week rent we used to pay in this little place. It was two rooms type of thing.
$40 a week?
$40 a week,
What's that equivalent to now? Would it be about $40 a week?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. But anyway, when they used to have the Bush Ranger Festival at Warragamba Dam, and we were right across from the town hall and the town park, and that's where the carnival used to come. And for the Dodgem cars, that was the song, Time After Time.
So now
and it
when
went
you hear
every
it.
Day, like every day for 7 hours a day, we'd hear Time After Time. It was the only song they had for the Dodgem cars.
Oh, well, you think of Dodgem cars every time you hear that.
I
now
do.
You got to play it.
I do. There you go. Time for this.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
No problem with the plane. Just spoke to Madison at the Port Macquarie Airport. She said maybe 10-minute delay, 10:10 leaving this morning. Should get you into Sydney around 25 past 11. Cloudy in the harbour city today and around 22. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here she is officially and not doing fizzy.
No. I wish I could go back.
There
was one thing I was really good at, though, and cross-country running.
Cross-country
why did
running.
I give it up? Mum, why did you let me give it up? Was it because it was too expensive?
Because we announced our winner of the Hastings Sports Awards, the big one, was a little girl who, she went to Paris. Now, most people go and see the Eiffel Tower.
No, she went there to compete in cross-country.
That's right, and won the world championships.
So what stage do you have to get to first? Do you have to go to state championships here and then go into international championships and then world championships? Is that how it works?
That's the way it works. Incredible. Incredible.
All right, look, the Laurieton Swim Club meet tonight from 5 o'clock at the pool, and the Nambucca View Club meet for their friendship lunch from 11 o'clock at the Nambucca RSL. And Art Express is on at the Glass House, and it's a series of exhibitions from New South Wales visual arts students for the HSC. So if you want to get along, see some of the great works. That's another thing that I was good at school. I won the visual arts class.
Oh, you didn't?
For my
did
HSC, yeah.
Really?
There were three paintings of myself.
Three paintings of yourself?
I'm not kidding. Mum still has them up in her house, and they're quite large. They're about, 5 foot by 2?
Oh, dear, dear. That's incredible.
Three works of myself, and I won my HSC. So good luck to those people with their exhibition on today.
Yeah.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, Ella Heaney was the name of the little girl that won the world cross-country. So
Ella.
In Paris. Now, also Friday, we had the very special honour of handing out our last cheque for Give Me Five for Kids. Now, for people that are asking, hey, didn't that finish in July? Well, yeah, but it's public money. It has to go to be audited. It's got to go through a lot of hoops before we get to the total. And we got to that on Friday. We dropped off our last cheque, didn't we, Christy?
We sure did.
How much for?
$43,050.12.
Cents, yes.
You've got to get the cents there.
Exactly right, yeah.
So that was for the Port Macquarie Bates Hospital. But all in all, we got $99,768. And was it 42 cents?
42 cents, yeah.
Oh,
so
incredible.
It was really, but look, I got to tell you, like, everybody knows this is fact. Truth is stranger than fiction. We are setting... Oh, look, Pommy Rich had a little accident, right, at... Before the presentation starts, right? Now, we went through it on Saturday because he was on air with me. I was filling in for Jack. Let's just run through. I was gone. Now, where were you when this happened?
I was standing right next to him because I put him in charge of putting the signs up.
All right.
And I asked him to
Let's run through it sequentially, right? You can download this on the Triple M Facebook site or indeed our website. This is us discussing what he did, actually, on Friday. It was one of the funniest things I have ever seen. It really was. At the Port Base Hospital. And we presented them with a cheque for $40,043.10. But In the lead-up to the check presentation,
yeah.
There was a little incident which I hate to say this on radio, but I've nearly had an accident. I've nearly wet myself. Now, the newly renovated Port Macquarie Base Hospital, which we're so lucky to have. Absolute millions spent on it.
Yes.
Has this beautiful, what would you call, like an atrium?
It's an atrium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the hierarchy at the hospital for the presentation, there was the staff there, the media were there, other media.
Yeah.
We had trestle tables, which had morning teas of beautiful sandwiches, which I had the roast beef and pickles, Richard, was unbelievable.
Yes.
The ones that were left.
Yeah.
We had cakes. We also had a setup which had an urn on it with cups of tea, coffee.
Yeah.
There were a couple of containers of juice.
Mm.
There was sugar. There were cups. And
there wasn't until I got there.
Yeah, so listeners, are you with me? Are you picturing this, right? Yeah. Now, when Christy from Promotions, myself and Richard Lobb there, Christy likes to get us all organised and make sure promotionally it looks right. So we've got banners, we've got what we call call flutes, which are basically a fancy word for a sign.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the giant check.
And the giant check, which is like out of Happy Gilmore.
Yes,
it's fitting, 5 foot by check. 2 foot.
Yep.
All right, so Christy gives you an order. What does she say for you to do?
She said, if you can just put the banner over there between those two tables. So I said, yep, no worries, I'll go and do that. So I get to the two tables, and it's too narrow to put the banners between. So I thought, well, I'll just move this table a little to the left. And yeah, that kind of happened. So I kind of... Are you going to stop and let me say it? Okay.
Tell what happened.
So I grabbed hold of the table and just moved it a little to the left. And it was one of those trestle tables, but the leg wasn't locked in properly. So as I moved it, the entire thing collapsed away from me. So I was kind of holding the end that was still intact.
And everything just look on your face.
Everything just slid away.
Oh.
And there was an urn with hot water, there was cups, there was coffee, there was juice, and it went everywhere.
The look on his face, he's still got one hand on the table. Yes. The Bold and the Beautiful update, 4:30 this afternoon on Win. And look, how is Bill? He keeps hoodwinking all these people.
I tell you, look, you know, it's a typical businessman, and it carries over into his personal life as well. But let me tell you, there's something coming up with Mr. Bill. He lands in hospital.
What?
Yes.
Ooh, okie dokie. Now,
and someone puts him in.
Now, someone puts him in there. Now, are you alluding to maybe a physical altercation?
I am. And it's quite a dangerous one. So you need to stay tuned, everybody, because Bill ends up flat on his back, unconscious, in hospital.
Oh,
and Brooke
Marianne.
Is getting really peeved off with one said Mr. Ridge, because he's stirring all these problems up, and she's delving very deeply into the judge and finding out what is going on.
The judge.
Yes. And I have more. A bit more little tidbit here.
Okay.
And Miss Donna, remember Donna?
I remember Donna.
Donna comes back into it, and I think there might be a little bit of an upset between Eric and Quinn, and Donna might be the cause of it.
Okay, all righty. Okie dokie, Mariam. We'll leave it there. That is the Bold and the Beautiful. That's the update for the week, and the judge is getting involved.
The judge is getting involved.
Thank you, Mariam. Okay. Triple M and Strutty for Brekkie are winding up with a great Oztober classic from Paul Kelly, To Her Door. 3 to 9, that's it for us for today. Thanks for your company. Tomorrow, my very special guest on the show will be music historian Glenn A. Baker. His film festival starts Wednesday at Majestic Cinemas. Great rock and roll stories from the great man Glenn A. Baker for Oztober to wind up tomorrow.